Hi, this is Bill Satterly welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play something from the Verve years, and it features J.J. Johnson on trombone, Illinois Jacquette on tenor sax, Nat King Cole on piano, Les Paul on guitar. This was the first jazz at the Philharmonic, and the name of the tune is Blues. That was Les Paul and Nat King Cole. I don't think people give Nat King Cole credit for how good a piano player he was. And then with Les Paul and Mary Ford, he kind of got out of jazz. It was obviously the crowd loved it. I wish I could have seen it.
It was a brilliant exchange of solos and ideas between Nat and Les. Well, I'm going to continue my focus in the second hour on the Stan Getz Quintet that was in existence from about May of 53 till the beginning of 55. It was a great group with, of course, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, John Williams on piano, Frank Asola on drums, Teddy Kotick on bass. We're going to do slow things down after that. You have to slow things down after that last track. So we're going to do a nice ballad by Hoagie Carmichael called The Nearness of You. Gorgeous version of Hoagie Carmichael's great standard, The Nearness of You, cut in Hollywood in August of 53 by the Stan Getz Quintet. And, of course, you had also Bobby Brookmeyer on valve trombone on that particular track.
I kind of call that music to fall in love by. We were lucky because we had big dance floors, we had big bands. I mean, almost every weekend there was something like that. But to me, slow dancing is to a tune like that is doesn't get much better than that. I'm going to go with the quartet sound of Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker from a CD entitled The Best of Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. The name of the tune I'm going to play is a Jerry Mulligan composition called Soft Shoes. So let's listen to him on Jerry on baritone, Chet on trumpet, Bobby Whitlock on bass, and Chico Hamilton drums. Soft Shoes, played by Jerry Mulligan.
Well, up until now, we've played all standards by the Stan Getz Quintet, a lot of things, Rodgers and Hart, Hoagy Carmichael. During the life of this band, Bob Brookmeyer wrote quite a few original compositions for the group. And so let's listen to the Stan Getz Quintet with Bob Brookmeyer, John Williams on piano, Frank Ozzola on drums, Teddy Kotick on bass, doing a Bob Brookmeyer composition called Cool Mix. Thank you. Was a neat little swinger written by Bob Lookmeyer called Cool Mix, and of course that was the Stan Getz Quintet, Stan on tenor sax, and the composer and arranger of that particular tune on foul trombone, Bob Lookmeyer.
I want to play something from the Quincy Jones Orchestra doing a tune entitled The Midnight Sun Will Never Set.
Bye.
That was Quincy Jones and his orchestra playing "The Midnight Sun Will Never Set."
Continue my focus on the famous and great Stan Getz Quintet with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. This is another composition that was an original by that famous Horace Silver. Horace Silver, by the way, got his first big break in jazz as he was a pianist in the Stan Getz Quartet around 1950-51, and that's his big break into big-time jazz. And so Stan Getz always was kind of fond of this composition by Horace Silver. Let's listen to Potluck. Swinger was called Potluck. It was written by Horace Silver, and that was a fine rendition of that particular track by the Stan Getz Quintet featuring Bob Brookmeyer.
What would a show be like without the perpetual motion of Terry Gibbs playing a tune entitled "The Big Cat"? For those of you who have never seen Terry Gibbs, he puts on quite a show.
I tell you, those guys were having a great time. They used to just jam together every Monday night. I think they just earned union scale because they were working in the recording studios, in the movie studios, doing soundtracks and commercials and jingles all day, and then they come home on a Monday night, and then they could do their own thing. We're going to continue with the Stan Getz Quintet with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, John Williams on piano, and a great rhythm section of Teddy Kotick and Frank Asola on bass and drums. This is a Johnny Mercer tune that they do very well called Tangerine. Thank you. All right, that was a real swinger by the Stan Getz Quintet, and it was called Tangerine.
I'm going to play something by it's a quartet, the group, Oscar Peterson on piano, Clark Terry on trumpet, Ed Thigpen on bass, and Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums, doing a tune entitled Squeaky's Blues. Plays a trumpet quite like Clark Terry.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterley, and you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we hope you'll come back and join us next Sunday night on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, from 8 to 10. We're here every Sunday night, unless we're preempted by a Rail Cats ball game or some extraordinary event that we can't plan on. So please come back and listen to us next week. We're going to close out our spotlight on the Stan Getz Quintet by playing We'll Be Together Again. Thank you.
Thank you.